Welcome to the Monument Member Podcast, your weekly update for academic speech and debate, season 18, episode 3 through 6. Welcome to the Monument Member Podcast, everyone. My name is Chris Jube, the senior editor to the Monument Member releases. Members enjoy speech and debate source material delivered loyally every week, written by champion competitors as well as their coaches, to make sure you, as a loyal member, receive the best coaching material available in NSDA, NCFCA, and STOA leagues. Now, this week, we're going to hear from myself. I'm going to be giving today's lesson, and it's really just the closing of our debate camp that we had a few weeks ago here in beautiful Colorado. But before we do, let's dig into the Monument Member podcast, the Monument Member material that we released this week. That's going to be the common theme of every week's Monument Member podcast, is we're just going to sum things up to give you an idea of the releases that have been released. It's episode number 6, and that's why at the beginning of the podcast I said episodes 3 through 6. I want to catch up and have the Monument Member or the Monument podcast line up with the membership releases. When you're a Monument member, you get access to weekly downloads in anything. So we opened up, once you're a member, you have access to all speech and debate events that we host. There's 10 releases so far this week. So far, because we plan on coming out with some more releases later, but that's the 10 that we're coming out with. So we have 3 policy releases. In NSDA, we've got expand DC school vouchers. As you know, they are debating secondary education. And then in NCFCA, they're debating post-secondary education. And so they've got military academies are good. The negative brief against last week's case that military academies were bad. So that's very interesting. I live just a stone's throw away from the Air Force Academy. So I'm kind of anxious about or excited about that that release. STOA is debating the negative brief is against the Jones Act, against last week's affirmative case. NSDA, NCFCA, and STOA Lincoln Douglas releases are brand new also, except for NSDA. NSDA, this is for the novice debate topic. There's a Bernie Sanders case for the novice debate resolution. But tomorrow they are coming out with the new Lincoln Douglas releases. That's actually August 8th. So I don't know when you're listening to this, but August 8th, they're coming out with the new Lincoln Douglas releases. Very excited about that. Then there is NCFCA Lincoln Douglas release on morality, as well as a negative case for STOA on governmental legitimacy. That's sort of a repeat from last. It sounds like a repeat from last week, but it's not. It's actually just another twist, except this time governmental legitimacy on the negative side of the resolution. NSDA public forum release is on crossfire. It's an informational article on how to best handle crossfire. That resolution also is being released tomorrow on August 8th for the NSDA public forum debaters. It's going to be about the Korean Peninsula. And we've got some material lined up for you to make that awesome. And that first informational release is going to be next week for public forum members. We have Mark Choros, who wrote the Extemp and Parley releases. I hope you get into those releases, you guys, because if you're a limited prep speaker, that is really something, and you're going to enjoy Mark Choros's analysis of the week's news. That's probably the most cutting edge pieces that we have going for us, and I hope you go into that, because we edit that over the weekend and release it on Monday. So some of the other debate and the debate formats and events that we speak to, we edit ahead of time and we queue them up. But not with Parley and Extemp. Well, we want to be really cutting edge on that. So if you want to be up to snuff on current events, you'll want to download those resolutions and those Extemp questions and study up in them. Even if you're not competing in the event, go ahead and do that. And then finally, we have an apologetics release by Benjamin Vincent, God Revealing Himself to Man. For those of you who are competing in NCFCA or STOA, those questions are released. We're going to have a special release next week on the apologetics changes that have come up in STOA. Those were just released this week, and I want to spend some time thinking through that and how we're going to set up our membership to take special care of the apologetics competitors in STOA. NCFCA, those questions all stay the same, so we don't have to change much in NCFCA. But STOA, we've got to give that to some fair consideration. Okay, well, that sums up the new Monument member updates for this week. Before we get into this week's speech and debate teaching lesson, let's hear from our sponsor. Monument Publishing is the leading publisher for academic speakers and debaters since 1998. Our Blue Book, Red Book, and the new Green Book help make debates simple, successful, and fun. Each come with 12 lessons that walk new debaters through the structure and strategy of three popular debate formats, specifically for policy, Lincoln Douglas, and public forum resolutions in the NSDA, NCFCA, and STOA debate leagues. Teacher guides, bulk quantity discounts, and PDF options are available at monumentpublishing.com. Okay, now for the teaching time. It's really not a teaching time other than it just teaches you what you may have missed at our Colorado debate camp. It happened last month in July. In the middle of July, we had 32 debaters and 6 parents come and join us at the beautiful Ponderosa Ranch in Larkspur, Colorado. It's just north of here in Monument, Colorado, which is what Monument Members is named after, Monument, Colorado. This is where I live, as well as the home office of Monument Publishing and Training Minds Ministry. So we are this is where we live. So this is where we've got all of our stuff. And we invited debaters to come, and they did. And we spent a wonderful 4 days in the mountains. And I wanted to just play this clip for you because our registration is going to be opening next month for the following year, and we've got a lot of neat plans ahead. Half of the people who attended our camp signed up for next year, which is phenomenal. I've never done that before, where I open up registration to the current campers, but boy, what a good idea. I wish I did that years ago, because they signed up and they're ready to come here next summer, and we're going to top the program. There will be more details on that later. But I wanted to play this clip for you so you could see. It mentions the trainingminds.org website. You can go there right now and see the results of the survey that I took. I put some nice quotations from campers on there. So without further ado, here's me closing up our Training Minds camp in Monument, Colorado in July 2017. Okay, to close the camp, just a few things. I do need to get in the car with the other three coaches. We're going to go to DIA. I'm going to drop them off. One of them needs to be there early. The others are going to hang around at the airport and stuff like that. And we're going to be talking about you guys. So that's why I insisted on actually driving them, because we're going to brainstorm about next year and talk about what worked. We do this every time. I mean, I know we've been doing it for 20 years. We should be able to this should be like a pancake. It's just easy to do. But we really want to pour our best into you and make the camp experience the absolute best that we can make it. So with that, and that in line, we're going to send out a survey to you probably either tomorrow night or Monday morning. Just expect a survey. It's a real simple survey, but we really ask you to give us feedback. There is a part where you can give us praise and talk about how awesome we are. We ask you for positive feedback, but really we devour the negative feedback, the critical feedback, the things that, boy, this could have been better. If you did this, we would have appreciated it, something like that. Be thinking about those things. We want to make camp better, so we want to do it awesome next year and just wow everyone with better stuff. Nice thing is that I have a surprise for you if you complete your survey. So the surprises never end around here. So if you complete your survey, it'll bring you to a website that'll have a surprise, and you do not want to miss that surprise. It's really going to be nice. So see how I weave that in? All right. Okay. There's two books that people have been asking me to, or the coaches have asked me to really give a limelight to. This is actually kind of like two book formats, two book structures. The first book structure are the source books, okay? There's actually a green book now. We're doing a public forum format. But red book and blue book, you guys are familiar with. This is for beginning debaters, okay? You guys who came here for the first time, this is your first time debating ever, these books are what you want. If you're in Lincoln Douglas, red book is what you want.
We kind of stripped out the source-heavy material from Red Book and Blue Book and focused on what you need to know for your first tournament. That's pretty much the theme of this, so that when you go to your first tournament, you know exactly what to do, you are prepared, and I tell you, if you go to some tournaments, there's a lot of kids who are there for their first time, and they're swimming and drowning, and that you won't be if you get trained for this in this course. It is a course, though. It's like a textbook almost, you go through 12 lessons, and by the end, you're done. You have graduated, and now you're a debater. Okay, and then, but to stem on from that, everyone who has come to the camp and you've been debating already, these are the books to get. Okay, these are our keys books. Each of the authors have gone through the keys to mastering debate. Okay, where they know you will know what to do, and you know what to do in here to do it, but to really be good at it and to be excellent at it. The frameworks that they put out are in these books, okay? These also have teacher editions. I explained that to the coaches that were here, the teacher coaches. Those are coil-bound. They have some extra activities and things like that. But for the most part, these are the books that you should seriously consider leaving. The membership is also to keep you sharp in competition. I hope that you go home to your clubs and encourage everyone to become members. That really does fuel the work that we have here, because I do pay for those submissions, and I like to keep that payment out there for competitors. I hire champion competitors as well as coaches and things like people like that to write this material, and they go through a stiff editing process. We don't just slop things online. The more members there are, the more opportunity we have to really build up the empire of Monument Publishing debate sources. Camp registration for next year. I passed out that sheet, the Save a Seat. That's really important. That's a great deal. In fact, I think it was, who was it last night who said it was like $1 an hour? Yeah, $1 an hour coaching. He had a whole mathematical formula figured out, and he said it was $1 an hour. So it's a great, great deal. For the quality you get. Now that is offered only to you. It can't be offered to a friend or a sibling that didn't come to camp. It's only to you. It's non-transferable, and you do need to sign up before you leave today. It's $200, so it's actually going to be more than half off the price, because the price may go up because of all the things we want to add on next year, just more time and more coaching and things like that. So, but for now, what you paid for camp right now, that $200 is half off. Okay, but you do need to sign up by the time you leave today, and that's it. If by chance, I know it's a big commitment. I mean, really, it's a year ahead from now. But if you think you're going to be in debate, but for some reason have to drop out from now until then, and you're not able to make it to camp, you may consider it a donation. I'll even send you a receipt for a tax-deductible donation. It's a 501c3, and we're able to do that. And that money will just go right back into the ministry we do here, and we'll call it good. Okay. There were a couple of questions that people had, like last night after I made this announcement. One of them was how many students will be here. I wanted to double the size of this, but cap it at 32 students. So the camp will fill up, okay? It just will. And so there's 32 per section. And another question was, well, will the coaching suffer? And the answer is no, because we will have four coaches for a track. We will keep an 8-to-1 ratio so that a coach... And you kind of understand why, because we have rounds that go on, and we have to get everyone in front of a coach to be coached through a round. So there will be four coaches on staff for Team Policy and Lincoln Douglas and Public Forum, and all three of them will be fully staffed. But we're going to cap it at 32. I want to fill up as soon as possible, of course, and the deal I'm giving you is an encouragement to fill up. If all of you signed up for camp right now, that means camp would be, for the two tracks, would be half full. That would be exactly where I want. I mean, that's where I would want to be. And that's just a hypothetical, of course. Okay, with that, let's adjourn. See you at Nationals.
Okay. You know, that surprise that I mentioned in that clip was, it can actually be seen. Some of it can be seen at trainingminds.org. What the surprise was if they filled out the survey, they got access to all of the photos that we took. Now, I don't give you all access to all the photos, but you have to be an attendee. But I did select about 20 or 30 of my favorites, and I published them at trainingminds.org. So go ahead and take a look at those. Those are really neat photos of speakers and debaters. Maybe some of them you'll meet in competition this year. I bet you will, because these kids are going to do fabulous at camp, or I mean at competition this year because they came to camp. The books that were mentioned were Blue Book, Red Book, and Green Book. I also did it in that advertisement that we posted. Be sure to check those publications out at monumentpublishing.com, not monumentmembers.com. Monument Members is for you, the member, but the monumentpublishing.com is the physical books and curriculum that we publish for you to consume. Next year's camp will be held at Ponderosa July 10th through the 14th, and registration will open next month. You can find out more about that even before registration opens at trainingminds.org/camp. And go ahead and check that out, because we're going to have a ball in Colorado. We've got new coaches signing up. Like I said, half of the campers from last year, from a few weeks ago, already signed up. And there is a lot of excitement in the air for Training Minds Camp next year, July 10th through the 14th in Colorado. Okay, next week is season 18, episode 7. We will have the 7th week of releases for you, part of our summer membership. And if you're not a member, go to monumentmembers.com and become one today. Because with a Monument membership, you keep sharpening yourself up for competition. And we will see you at some tournaments.